Hello, we represent the youth and members of Allen County Christian Fellowship. Our heart's desire is that through this time of singing and sharing, you could catch a glimpse of our Almighty God's love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. As Jesus told the man in Mark chapter 5, "Go home to thy friends and tell them what great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." We want to proclaim our Savior's compassion and deliverance. Have you experienced our great God's love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness? Do you long for that peace which passeth all understanding? Our Savior is waiting with open arms. Will you join the followers of Jesus on this life-changing journey?
No more. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let there be light," and there was the sun and the moon as we know it, rising and setting each day with incredible precision. Oh, the faithfulness of our God. God said, "Let there be a firmament." There it was, an expanse of unknown size. As you're living on this planet called Earth, hurtling through space at 67,000 miles per hour, you can look up at the night sky and see the stars and the galaxies noiselessly displayed. A star in the Milky Way galaxy, the largest one known to man, called Uyskuti, it's 1,700 times larger than the Sun. This star could hold a volume of 6.5 quadrillion Earths. If the Earth were the size of a golf ball, you could set that golf ball at the base of Mount Everest, which is 5.5 miles high and 24 miles wide at the base. That would be the size comparison. The distance of this star is 5,000 light years, which means if you were to travel 670 million miles per hour, it would take you 5,000 years to reach this star. Oh, the vastness of God's creation. God then created our ecosystem and every living creature with incomprehensible detail, from the great blue whale in the ocean, to the glory of majestic mountains, to the delicacy of spring flowers. Then, as the crowning glory of His creation, God created man in His very own image, giving him breath and life with a beating heart that is divinely powered. And as we gaze up at the stars, no matter what we are going through or how unexplainable the hurt, God, the creator of all, looks down and He cares, even for me.
The spacious firmaments are high with all the blue ethereal sky, and Spain, no doubt, a shining frame, their great
Dear friend, have you ever asked yourself the question, does God really exist? My friend, yes indeed, my God does exist. In fact, the Bible clearly tells us in Romans 1, verse 20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Can you see the wind? No, we cannot see wind, but the evidence of the wind is very distinct. It is the same with God. We cannot see God, but the evidence of God is entirely marked across the universe. God created the sun, the moon, the stars, the Milky Way, and galaxies. They all proclaim the majesty of our God. God also created every human being, including you and I. He created each one of us with love and with a purpose for us to fulfill. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. My friend, I encourage you to give the true Creator God a chance in your life today. Read His holy word and ask Him to give you understanding. God has made a tremendous difference in my life, and I know He is real. But I cannot convince you by my own words. Your life is in your hands. It is a choice God has given you to make. If you allow God to reveal these things into your life, you will then be confident that the one true God of the Bible does indeed exist.
Our God is a holy God. He cannot lie. He knows no sin. So why did God create man? The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means no one is good enough in their own strength to make it to heaven. But surely God did not create us just to go to hell. No, God created man unlike any other of His creation. He wanted to have a relationship with man. But when Adam and Eve sinned, it severed that relationship. Now, approximately 6,000 years later, you and I find ourselves on this sin-cursed earth. Why did God not simply destroy mankind and start over? All throughout the Bible, God speaks of us with a keen interest. In Zechariah 2:8, God calls us the apple of His eye. He speaks of us as His children. He wants to be our own Father. God is all-powerful. He knows everything. He knows exactly where you are and what you are facing. Matthew 23:37 says, "How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chicks under her?" God wants us to come very close to Him so He can protect us. But there is a big problem: sin. So here we have a holy God who is so big and powerful. He loves us very much. Yet, because of sin, we are separated. Surely, there must be a remedy.
As for you, my son, as for you, my son,
as for you, my son,
as for you, my son, be strong and of good.
When we choose to follow Jesus, there is a cost. We must choose to deny our selfish desires and to abstain from sin and all worldly pleasures, and daily take up our cross and follow Jesus. Now, you may be thinking, why would I want to live this way? It is because Jesus offers something to the believer that everyone longs for, something that only Jesus can give. He offers peace, joy, fulfillment, satisfaction, and you can have that heavy burden of guilt lifted off of your shoulders. Jesus offers you the possibility to live with true freedom, freedom from guilt, sin, and the fear of death. And that's not all. To those who are faithful in this life, God promises eternal life, eternal peace, and rest forever. What a promise. And like the next song says, we can leave this world behind with all the troubles and strife and move to our heavenly home. Safely in Christ, we can rest evermore, blissfully satisfied.
Soaring on wings through the starlit sky, winging my way back home, leaving behind all the troubles and strife, on to my heavenly home. Dimly the lights fade on earth's cold shore, leaving this world behind. Safely in Christ we shall rest evermore, blissfully satisfied. Soaring on wings through the starlit sky, leaving behind all the troubles and strife, soaring o'er mountains and valleys deep, angels are carrying my soul to Christ. Peace as I pass along, angels are carrying me. Jubilantly now I can see my new home, there by the glistening sea. Soon I shall look on the face of Christ, Jesus who died for me. Surely is my delight, oh, for my Lord to see. Soaring on wings through the starlit sky, leaving behind all the troubles and strife, soaring o'er mountains and valleys deep, angels are carrying my soul to Christ. There I shall rest forever. Soon I'll arrive at the pearly gates, Jesus awaits me there. Bowing before him, I'll thank him for grace, safe in my Savior's care. Heaven will ring as the saints cry out, worthy the Lamb was slain. Singing and shouting, praise all around, joys of this heavenly train. Soaring on wings through the starlit sky,
God has placed eternity in the hearts of all mankind. Therefore, we long for the eternal realities of that celestial country, heaven, for which we were created. Deep within, we long for peace, joy, justice, purity, and life eternal. We try in vain to secure for ourselves these eternal realities by temporal means, and then conclude they are unattainable and live our lives sadly in lack of them. But it is for this purpose that God sent His only Son, Jesus, to this earth, to bring heaven down to us, to raise our fallen race of humanity from the depths it had fallen to the joyous freedom of reconciliation and redemption, to bring to us the good news of the everlasting gospel, and to show us by His own life that it is possible to live our lives free from sin and its debilitating effects. Now this same Jesus ascended to the right hand of His Father, and is watching and waiting, eager that we might turn ourselves to Him, and in surrender to Him experience His salvation, and with it all that we have ever wanted deep within, for the remainder of our lives here and for all eternity in heaven with Him.
Which way shall I take? Shouts a voice on the night. I'm a pilgrim, a weary, and spent is my light. And I seek for the palace that rests on the hill. Between us a stream lies, silent and chill. Near, near thee, my son, is Calvary's cross, where Jesus has died to redeem you from loss. With Him as your guide, nothing to fear. His word is a light and His presence is cheer. Which way shall I take for the bright golden span that bridges the water so safely for man? To the right, to the left, ah me, if I knew. The night is so dark and the passers are few. Near, near thee, my son, is the old wayside cross, like a grave friar cowed in lichens and moss, and its crossbeams will point to the bright golden span that bridges the waters so safely for man. Which way shall I take? I'm a stranger from home, and sin has enticed me and caused me to roam. My fortune, my all, for one gleam of light that will banish this darkness and lead me aright. Is the way to life. The Lord Jesus Christ, He alone is the way, and He'll save you from sin if you come unto Him. He'll keep you and guide you to
Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. In this life today, we all have two important choices to make. We will either choose to follow the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will lead to heaven, where we will have eternal life, or we will choose to follow Satan by letting our selfish desires control us, where it will lead us to eternal death, a place called hell. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Friend, today is another God-given opportunity for you to make your own choice. Whom will you serve?
When sorrows Spafford was a successful attorney and real estate investor who lost a fortune in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Around that same time, his beloved 4-year-old son died of scarlet fever. So, thinking a vacation would do his family some good, he sent his wife, Anna, and 4 daughters on a ship bound to Paris, planning to join them after he had finished some pressing duties at home. However, while on the ship, named the Vieux du Havre, while crossing the Atlantic Ocean at about 2 o'clock in the morning, the passengers were jolted awake from their slumber. Despite a clear, starry sky, the Vieux du Havre had inexplicably collided with the Loch Earn, an iron-hulled Scottish clipper. Lifeboats quickly filled with people. Many passengers leapt into the icy waters. Anna tried desperately to keep her children together, but in the confusion, they all became separated. More than 200 people lost their lives, including the 4 Spafford daughters. But later, Anna was found unconscious, but alive, floating on a wooden plank. When the ship docked in Wales, Anna sent a telegram to her husband. It read, "Saved alone. What shall I do?" Horatio immediately set sail from New York. He wrote to a friend, "There is just one thing that has become magnificently clear. I must not lose faith." To his voyage, the captain of the ship summoned Mr. Spafford to the foredeck. By their calculations, they were near that very place where the Vieux du Havre had gone down, taking with it Horatio's 4 daughters, now resting some 3 miles below. But Horatio refused to look down. Instead, he gazed out across the rolling waves and up into the moonlit sky. And it was there and then he began to formulate a simple expression of his faith with words that would later become a well-beloved hymn.
It is well. It is well.
It is because of Jesus and through His Spirit, He has given us the power to rise above tragedy. Whenever and however we suffer our own night of sorrow, God's love can and does shine in the darkness. Hope can heal the wounded soul. And with that blessed hope of heaven as our goal, we can join with saints and with angels singing, it is well with my soul.
It is well with my soul. O Lord, hasten the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the throne shall
Have you ever felt like your life is full of confusion, trouble, and chaos? Would you desire to be part of something different? We have the choice to be part of a kingdom where there's love, joy, and peace. And this kingdom is an eternal kingdom, one that will stand forever. In Daniel 4:3, the Bible says, God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. The kingdoms of this earth and everything in it will all someday come to an end. So instead of chasing after earthly kingdoms doomed for destruction, make it your top priority to pursue God's kingdom, a kingdom that will stand forever and ever.
The kingdoms of earth pass away one by one, but the kingdom of heaven remains. It is built on a rock, and the Lord is its king, till the foes Christ shall conquer, he reigns. It shall stand forever and ever.
Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. At times we experience painful situations that cause us to feel like giving up. We naturally hate pain and do our best to avoid it. Still, we meet up with some of those hard things in life when your friends have forsaken you, or your brother or sister has slandered you, maybe someone you highly respected has trampled over you, or you are experiencing difficult situations in your family that seem to be beyond repair. Maybe you are experiencing something painful that no one else knows about. Things we face in life like this can cause us to struggle with unforgiveness or bitterness toward God and others. My friend, take heart. Jesus invites you to cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you, and you shall find rest unto your soul.
Please give to us our daily bread, our Lord. Taught us to pray by Jesus' hands. We all are fed, and you are his hands today. Blessed are